Right now, we have members of the cast of Saltworks Theater Company, and they're going to be producing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And I haven't had a chance really to greet you. I've been so busy today, but I think, are you Michaelina? Michaelina, sorry, Michaelina. And tell me a little bit about the play, when it opens, and what we are going to hear today.
Sure. Well, today we are going to hear Tumnus and Lucy discovering Narnia together. And then we will later hear the witch and Edmund and the dwarf tricking Edmund into eating some delicious food. And the play opens on the 19th, and we have three performances over the 19th and 20th.
Now, and we'll talk with each of you after your scene, and we'll talk with you guys after your scene. But before we get to your scene, some people don't know The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and just to be sure that we kind of explain a little bit about the plot, I'm going to ask Michaelina to do that.
Sure. We see four siblings, Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and Peter, and they go through a wardrobe at their uncle's house and end up in this magical winter world of Narnia, where animals can talk, and there's an evil witch who poses as a queen, and a lion named Aslan who comes to help them all out when that evil witch gets a little too power hungry.
I like to think of it as a very polite, friendly being John Malkovich, you know, without that portal, but instead you've got another kind of portal that's really good. Do we need to set up this scene at all?
Nope. Lucy just entered Narnia.
Well, here we go. Saltworks Theater with a very special exclusive preview. The first of two scenes you'll hear, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Goodness gracious me.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Who are you?
My name is Lucy.
Lucy, are you a daughter of Eve?
A what?
A daughter of Eve, a human.
Of course I'm human.
Good. Now allow me to introduce myself. My name is Tumnus. I'm a fawn.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Mr. Tumnus.
May I ask, O Lucy, daughter of Eve, how you have come into Narnia?
Narnia? What's that?
It's this, all the land that lies between this lamppost and the great castle of Caer Paravel on the eastern sea is Narnia. How did you get here?
It's very hard to explain. You see, I was exploring with my sister and two brothers.
Oh, there are four of you. Will the others be coming as well?
I don't know. I'm not even sure how I got here. We were visiting this house in the country, and I climbed into a large wardrobe in a spare room.
Wardrobe? Spare room?
Spare room, yes. Then I realized there was no back to the wardrobe, and suddenly I was here, in...
Narnia! Oh, you'll be so glad you came, and I hope the others will find their way here too, so that I can introduce you all to our beautiful country, and to our lovely witch, I mean, queen.
Everything seems so magical.
Oh, it is, and you can be anywhere you wish in Narnia, quick as a wink. For instance, you can take a trip to distant castle Caer Paravel, or the home of the mighty witch, queen. Or you may wish to take a trip to my own humble abode. Tumnus Towers, I call it. I like fancy names for simple things.
It's a fascinating place.
Perfect for the imagination.
Hey, nicely done. And let's meet these two girls. Emma, and how old are you? You can step right, get a little closer.
I'm 10.
And this is your sister, right?
No.
Oh, no. Well, your sister's here. Is your sister here? I had no, wait a minute. Now I see. I thought we had two. No, we don't. We have Emma. You know whether your sister's or not. My notes get a little obscure sometimes. When did you know you wanted to act?
I guess around when I was 8.
What was the first play you were in?
The first play I was in was called...
What part did you play?
I played Greybeard.
You played Greybeard?
Yes.
Now, are you sure that my mistakes aren't catching up with you? You really played Greybeard?
Yes.
That had to be a lot of fun. What was your costume like?
Well... In making my costume, I had to ruin a few of my clothes to make it look like I was a pirate.
Oh, but that was a lot of fun. Do you get nervous when you're on stage?
Usually.
What do you do to deal with that?
I usually think about the character I am, and instead of worrying about what I will do and if I'll mess up or...
That's a good advice for people. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in or acknowledge anybody who's listening or who's here?
I would like to say hi to my father and to my brother Adam.
Well, great. Well, thank you. Let's meet you next. I'm not even going to try to guess. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Elise Conjun.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
Trinity Christian School.
And that is in Washington?
No, it's in Forest Hills.
Oh, okay. There's a Trinity in Washington County, too. I know exactly where your Trinity is because I grew up in Churchill. When did you start acting?
When I was 8.
Both of you when you were 8, and what was your first part?
Well, my first play was The Pied Piper, and I was a piper.
Okay, well, I can sort of see you as a piper. Gray beard, I'm still imagining this big gray beard on you. What do you like about being on stage?
Well, I enjoy creating a character and seeing their reactions to different things.
Cool. Have you ever written a play?
No, but I've tried once, and I kind of lost interest once it failed.
Huh. Well, that's a very detailed and interesting answer. Do you think you'll ever pick it up again?
Probably not.
You know, it's good to pick your spots, you know. Would you like to say hello to anybody who's here or who's listening on the radio?
Yes, to my grandma who recently flew in from Portland, Oregon.
Terrific. Thank you. And we're going to have another scene coming up. That's Elise and Emma. And our next actors about to join us. Come on up. And I think we'll talk with you before your scene since we're in this nice talking mood right now. What's your name?
Emily Wilson.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 13 years old. I'm in the 8th grade. And I play the part of the White Witch.
And what school do you go to?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay, and so this has got to be cool. I don't know if you're part of a homeschool group or not, but one thing that's got to be great about Saltworks Theater is that it gives you the opportunity, to be with some other kids. What got you interested in Saltworks? Have you been part of the group before, or are you relatively new?
Well, my last Saltworks play that I was in was last year when we did The 12 Dancing Princesses. But my dad was a part of Saltworks when he was younger, and I have a lot of friends who did Saltworks, and they work with my church. So.
Well, that's something. Yeah, Saltworks had its anniversary, a milestone anniversary not too long ago. Is your dad here?
No, actually.
Does he give you advice about acting or get involved?
He does. He does.
And has any of that advice stuck?
Yeah.
What advice has he given you would recommend to others?
Well, the basic things, project and don't get nervous on stage. Just kind of focus on your character.
That's good advice. Do you want to say hello to anybody that might be tuned in or to acknowledge anybody?
Well, my mom and little brother are here, and our friend Mrs. Weaver is here, too.
There they are. And if you want to say hi on the radio later, we'll give you an opportunity if you want to do that. And now we have a landmark, the first men in the cast, the first male cast members. What's your name?
John Paulson.
And John, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
You kind of know the drill by now. We ask all these questions. What do you play?
The dwarf.
The dwarf? Well, you're pretty tall. How do you play a dwarf? Do you get down on your knees or like...
I bend my knees.
Ah. Well, when you're young, you still can. So that's a good thing. Rainy days like today, a lot of people are feeling it. I see Tom over there, Tom Roberts, warming up. He's kind of limbering up his fingers. What do you like about acting?
The fact that you get to be on the stage and perform.
Now, a lot of people don't like to be on stage, but you do. What's so cool about being on stage?
The fact that you get to speak and you get to move around and all that stuff on stage.
Nice. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening or who's here?
I would like to say hi to my dad who's here and to my two sisters and to my mom who could be listening on the radio.
Well, she should be if she's not. I'm sure she is. What are your sisters' names?
Janine and Sarah.
Terrific. Thanks. And I think Brian is here, if I've done my math correctly. I always can get the last name right. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 11 years old. I go to Eden Hall Upper Elementary, which is Pine Richland.
And your acting career, what role do you have in the play?
I play Edmund.
Edmund, and that's siblings, right?
Yes.
And what other plays have you been in?
I've been in, well, I'm kind of new. I've done Long John Silver from Treasure Island. I did that.
Cool. And how's it been going for you so far? This is probably the biggest role you've ever had, I would think, right?
Yes, it is.
Was it hard to adapt to and get ready for?
In the beginning, it was kind of hard, yeah.
Well, but it's worked out, I can tell. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My mom, who's here, my dad, and my brother, Christian.
Thank you. And let me remind you that the play is running. All you have to do is read Brian's shirt or anybody else's shirt. It's March 19th and 20th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You're going to hear another scene in a moment. It will be staged at the Church of the Ascension, 509 Neville Street in Oakland, 412-621-6150. I'll give you that number again. And it's saltworks.org is the website. What do we need to know about this scene, John? Anything special?
This is where the witch and the dwarf find Edmund.
Okay, so the witch and the dwarf are about to find Edmund. Here, again, a scene from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Hold there. Tie the ranger to that tree, dwarf.
Yes, Majesty. Consider it done.
Now let us follow the smell of the intruder.
Uh-oh. You there!
Who? Me?
Yes, you. Kneel in this mighty of this presence of this ruler of Narnia.
But I am kneeling.
Lower. That's more like it.
What, pray, are you?
My name is Edmund.
Is that how you address a queen?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I thought you were a witch.
A witch? I am a queen. The Queen of Narnia. Now I repeat, what are you?
I'm a boy.
A boy? Did you hear that, dwarf? A boy.
A son of Adam.
Tell me, boy, how did you come to enter my dominion?
It's quite complicated, Your Majesty, but through a wardrobe. And in an instant, I was here.
A wardrobe? A passageway from the other world? This could ruin everything! Unless... My poor child, how cold you look! Tell me, Edmund, my dear son of Adam, are there any more of you humans, I mean, in these parts?
I just look for some silly fawn.
Ah, she must be the daughter of Eve who escaped from that fool Tumnus. Well, let's see. You and Lucy, you say? That's only two humans, and the prophecy said that there would be four. So there's really nothing to worry about unless... You don't have any other brothers and sisters, do you?
Yes, Peter and Susan.
What? Where are they?
At the house I was visiting, on the other side of the wardrobe.
Edmund, Lucy, Peter, Susan. Two sons of Adam? Two daughters of Eve? That's four, just as the prophecy stated. This is horrible!
What's wrong, Your Majesty?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I just meant that it's horrible that your dear brother and sisters aren't with us now.
Thank you. Let's have another big hand for all the actors.